This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Since the advent of human speech, people have been telling one another stories. And over the thousands of years since, these tales have taken on some familiar shapes and forms, whether the author is Shakespeare or Salinger, Homer or Hemingway. Finding and mapping typical story arcs is nothing new, but now a group of researchers at the University of Vermont's Computational Story Lab has used data mining to look at the emotional arcs contained in thousands of stories and have identified six basic core arcs that form the emotional foundation of complex narratives. Andrew Reagan is a mathematics PhD candidate at UVM's Computational Story Lab and led the research team that identified these six emotional story arcs. And he joins us now in our VPR studios to tell us more. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Mitch. It's great to be here.
First, news to me that UVM even had a computational story lab. What is that? What do you do there?
Yeah, so I guess the basic description is we do blatantly fun research. It's led by my advisors, Professors Chris Danforth and Peter Dodds. We're a team of people who look at interesting problems. So we're affiliated with the Complex Systems Center at UVM, a lot of us in math and applied math, and also part of the data science program that's getting started at UVM.
Now, the English major in me is a little intimidated, okay, and maybe even a little slightly irritated that a PhD in mathematics is coming up with findings about story arcs. I mean, what's a math guy doing on the writing side of the street, if you will?
We got into this by looking at happiness to start, and originally we're interested in measuring words. So we started this tool called the hedonometer, and using a survey approach, we were able to measure the happiness of the most used words in language. And kind of out of that, you know, words and sentiment are important, but what we're really hoping to get at and the framing of the group is the story lab. So, you know, stories are ubiquitous and they're what we use to share experiences. And so this has kind of been a goal of ours for a while.
Well, let's get to the core of the research here. You used something called sentiment analysis to map emotional story arcs. What is sentiment analysis and how did you apply it to come up with these findings?
The basic idea is, you know, given a bunch of text, we can measure the happiness of the individual words. So we've done this by having a lot of people rate the most used words. So the happiest words end up being love, laughter, and happiness, as you might expect. And so when we look at a piece of text, we kind of take a telescopic view of it. So we're looking at 10,000 words at a time, and we're taking the average happiness of all the words in that group of text to get a feel for kind of the temperature of the sentiment in that text.
And to come up with these six core emotional story arcs that I mentioned in the lead, you had to determine a number of stories to study. How did you determine which stories to look at?
Right, so we looked at a freely available set of ebooks called Project Gutenberg, post-copyright books that are freely available online. So you can go download them. There's a set of 50,000 books that are up there, and it's all sorts of stuff. The first one is the Declaration of Independence. And so we filtered down to a selection of English fiction, and we analyzed about 1,700 books in total.
1,700 books. So of those nearly 2,000 book stories that you studied, you came up with the six recurring emotional story arcs. Can you briefly describe what they are?
So those are the rags to riches story was the most common. The second most common was the tragedy.
Shakespeare stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the characteristic tragedies was Romeo and Juliet. Those are described by rags to riches as a rise and tragedy as a fall. So the sentiment goes down, that's tragedy. We found four more that are pretty common. We found Man in a Hole, which is, as a name, an homage to Kurt Vonnegut, who inspired this line of research by, you know, he put up this lecture on YouTube and submitted a thesis a long time ago to Chicago to study this. It was rejected, but now we have a chance to look at this. The other ones are Icarus, which is a rise and then a fall. The Cinderella story, and that's, you know, a rise, a fall, and then a rise again. Things get better at the end. And the Oedipus story, which is a fall, a rise, and then a fall. So kind of this basic composition.
I see you brought your laptop computer with you.
Yeah.
What are you looking at here? What can you tell us about the project?
So I, you know, have all of the code running here. And one of the fun parts of this is built an online interface. So you can go to hedonometer.org, which, you know, houses our other happiness projects. And you can look at the emotional arc for each of these books we analyzed, and even the ones that we didn't analyze. In particular, we have Harry Potter up there. You can go and find which story type all these books are at. And you can, you know, there's some interactive tools that allow you to dig in and see which words contributed to the happiness at various points.
So What is kind of the purpose of this? Why did you want to identify these six emotional arcs?
There's been a lot of theories in scholarly literature about what the most common story types are. And we're measuring something slightly different, which is the emotional trajectory. So it's kind of three levels. You have the plot, the sequence of events, and then the structure. And then kind of produced by those is the emotional experience of a reader. We're studying this to kind of answer those questions in a data-driven way by looking across lots of books. You couldn't, for example, read all 1,700 books in detail, catalog, you know, kind of how the fortune or the emotion of the characters was portrayed and then group them. So we're using a data science approach to do that.
I wonder if some people would initially, upon looking at this, sort of bristle at the thought of you're making this cold and calculating, you know, you're identifying these six emotional story arcs, but you know, you can't define emotion or you can't put a label on something like that.
You know, people have said, well, could have a computer write stories now? You know the emotional arc. But I think that there's a lot more to that process. It's an active area of research for computers to take kind of this analysis and begin to write stories. So there's a competition every year at Dartmouth called the DigiLit competition, where human stories are judged against computer stories. And the goal is for the computer stories to pass the Turing tests.
So the Turing test, to remind people that may not be familiar with that, is can you identify if you are talking to a machine or a robot or not?
Right. And so the emotional arc, I think, will be an important part of that. And also for writers, are you going to be able to write a Cinderella story that's going to be received well? But I think that there's going to be more to the story. You know, in addition to considering the emotional arc and the plot and structure, having meaningful characters and compelling dialogue will be really important parts to write good stories.
You mentioned Kurt Vonnegut before, who mm-hmm. in 1995, you know, did this lecture about computers. And, you know, he said that there's no reason that what he called the beautiful shapes of stories couldn't be fed into computers. So he's sort of giving it his stamp of approval. What do you think he was getting at when he talked about no reason we couldn't put stories into computers? What's the value there?
Right. I think that his original thesis was that, you know, the stories that cultures tell are at least as interesting as the other artifacts that they leave behind. This has been studied maybe through what people call folkloristics, where you're looking at the folk stories that have been passed down from various cultures and considering that also as a part of what they've left behind.
We'll put up a link to your research so that folks can do this interface that you talked about, right?
Right.
They can go there and check out mm-hmm. exactly what you're talking about. Andrew Reagan is a mathematics PhD candidate at UVM's Computational Story Lab, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.